This is WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio. Hear us at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. This is not a competition. It's only an exhibition. Please, no wagering. Many songs tonight feature organ, including our first song, James and Wes by Jimmy Smith and Wes Montgomery. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Jimmy Smith and Wes Montgomery with James and Wes, Jimmy's composition on Jimmy and Wes, the dynamic duo in 1966. Whatever didn't make it onto that album was put on the Further Adventures of Jimmy and Wes, released in 68. Jimmy played organ, Wes played guitar, Grady Tate was on drums, and Ray Barretto on congas. On to Herb Alpert in 1982 with Angel. FM and WCWP.org. David Sanborn with his composition Let's Just Say Goodbye, but not yet, from Voyeur in 1981. David wasn't just on his signature alto sax, but also Rhodes piano and Wurlitzer. Michael Colina played Oberheim OBX synthesizer. The dynamic duo of Buzz Featon, who grew up in Centerport, and Hiram Bullock on guitars, Marcus Miller on bass and Moog bass, Steve Gadd on drums, and percussion by Lenny Castro. David, Michael, Buzz, and Steve have all played with James Taylor, and considering the David Letterman reference I made at the top of the show, from the intros to Stupid Human and Petrix, David Sanborn and Hiram Bullock were part of Paul Schaefer's World's Most Dangerous Band. Before that, Herb Alpert with Angel from Fandango in 1982, 1 year after Voyeur and the year Late Night with David Letterman debuted. Angel was one of six songs on Fandango written by Juan Carlos Calderon, a native of Spain, who also arranged Angel. Herb was on trumpet, Bill Cuomo on piano, Rhodes piano and synthesizer, don't know which one, Carlos Rios on guitar, Abel Boreal from Mexico on just bass, Carlos Vega, born in Cuba, raised in the U.S., on drums, he played with James Taylor, percussion by Paulinho da Costa from Brazil, and playing behind them was Gary Gertzweig's string section. We fall into the next segment with Spyro Gyra and the first of two 1986 songs here on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
I hate mornings.
And click the contest icon on the homepage.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
We fall into this segment because Spyro Gyra's song is Free Fall. That's a pair of 1986 songs on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. The second from 86, 20 years after Jimmy and Wes, was Sunset by Mannheim Steamroller, the third part of the Florida Suite on Saving the Wildlife, the soundtrack to the PBS special of the same name from 86. All songs, including one recycled from Fresh Air 6, were written by Chip Davis, and Sunset was performed solely by Jackson Berkey on keyboards. The first 86 song was by Spyro Gyra, Free Fall from Breakout. Free Fall was written by Jay Bekenstein, heard on alto sax like David Sanborn. The other members of Spyro Gyra on Free Fall were Tom Schumann on keyboards, Julio Fernandez on guitars, he was born in Cuba and raised in the U.S., Dave Samuels on vibraphone, marimba, and a cat percussion synthesizer, Kim Stone, later of the Rippingtons, on bass, Richie Morales on drums, and percussion by Puerto Rico native Manolo Badrena, earlier of Weather Report. If a pair from 1986 wasn't enough, here's a pair from 94, starting with the aforementioned Rippingtons. True Companion is their song. Richard Elliott on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Hold Me Tight, but not too tight, from After Dark in 1994, the second in a pair of songs from 94. Hold Me Tight was written by Richard, who played tenor sax. Richard Smith was on acoustic guitar, Naoki Yanai from Japan, on bass, Ron Reinhardt on keyboards, and his brother Dave on drums and percussion. Before that, the other 1994 song, True Companion by the Rippingtons, from Sahara on the continent of Africa. True Companion was written by founding member Russ Freeman, who played several guitars, plus keyboards and fretless bass. The guitars in question, besides bass, were mandolin, 12-string, acoustic, and electric. That's four. And bass is five. Tony Morales was on drums, Steve Reed with percussion, and Tom McMorrin was responsible for the piano solo. Kim Stone played elsewhere on Sahara, but not on True Companion. How about a third pair of songs from the same year? 1996 is the year. Next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Need something a little heavier, a little faster, a little louder? And WCWP.org.
Hello.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Now that I think of it, Tom Schumann also played piano on Free Fall from 86. Here's the first of two songs from 96. That's Right by George Benson. FM and WCWP.org. That was the third pair of songs from the same year this hour, 1986, 94, and now 96. Song 2 from 96 was I'll Be Waiting, written and performed by Earl Klugh from his Sudden Burst of Energy album. Earl is from Detroit, and his band was based there. Luis Resto, who'd go on to collaborate with Eminem, played piano and keyboards, Al Turner, the bass burner, on bass, duh, Marlon Crawford on congas like Ray Barretta, and Gene Dunlap on drums and all other percussion like Dave Reinhardt. Earl was on acoustic guitars and electric piano. Don't know if it was Rhodes. The first 1996 song was by Earl's friend, George Benson. That's Right, was the title. A title track. It was written by two guys that didn't play on it, Michael White and Ron Smith. George played lead electric guitar, and alumni of Prince's band out of Minneapolis backed him up. Michael Bland on drums, Paul Peterson on rhythm guitar and bass, and Paul's brother Ricky on keyboards, organ, synth vibes, synth string arrangement with John Clayton and drum programming to complement Michael Bland. Taking us into hour two, another song with organ co-written by a guy who doesn't play on it. Down to the Bone with Lightning Rod.
This is WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. On the air, 88.1 FM. Online, WCWP.org. And on the go, the WCWP app.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Hour one electrifyingly ended with Lightning Rod by the British group Down to the Bone from Spread Love Like Wildfire, caused by a lightning strike, in 2005. Lightning Rod was written by group members Stuart Wade, who didn't play, and Neil Cowley, who did play piano, Rhodes piano, and organ. The hour started with organ and ended with organ. Tony Remy was on electric guitar, Julian Crampton on bass, Neil Wilkinson on drums, and the MJR horns, named for their first initials. M for Mike Kersey on trombone, J for John Scott, in relation to the news anchor, on trumpet, and R for Richard Wargent on saxophones. Hour two also begins with organ and, spoiler alert, ends with it. J. Rowe plays organ, piano, and keyboards on guitarist Ken Navarro's tribute to Eddie Van Halen. Run your race. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Kim Scott, a female Kim, unlike Kim Stone, with Back Together Again from Shine, released on February 4th, 3 months ago today. Back Together Again was written together by Kim Scott and Greg Manning. Kim was on flutes, Greg on piano, keyboards, synth bass, brass samples, unlike the real thing on Down to the Bone, and drum programming. Daryl Crooks was on electric guitar, and before that, Ken Navarro played electric guitars, plural, on his tribute to Eddie Van Halen. Run Your Race was the song from I Will Still Be Here After Waiting, which came out in August 2021. Ken also played congas like Ray Barreto and Marlon Crawford, but I think it was programmed this time. J. Rowe was on piano, organ, and keyboards, Gary Granger on bass, and Bruce Guttridge on drums. We'll hear Gary's brother Greg on drums with Acoustic Alchemy, another British group, in the next segment. We've had three pairs of brothers and three pairs of songs from the same year. And speaking of three, here's the first of four trios this hour. The Roger Kellaway Trio with Dee's Blues. I said blues.
Hi, it's Jay Marabli. It's Wednesday night and time to relax with Instrumental Invasion on WCWP.
Thank you, Jay. We were relaxing to the Roger Kellaway Trio and their song Dee's Blues from New Jazz Standards Volume 3 in 2018. Dee's New Jazz Standards were written by Carl Saunders, who didn't play on the album. Lots of that tonight. The trio that did was Roger Kellaway on piano, Jay Lenhart, another James Taylor alumnus, on acoustic bass, Gary Granger played electric for Ken Navarro, and Peter Erskine on drums. We'll hear Gary's drummer brother, Greg, with Acoustic Alchemy next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Do you remember where you were when this song played for the very first time?
And the free WCWP mobile app. Stay golden.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
As promised, Acoustic Alchemy with Marcus. FM and WCWP.org. BWB, Braun Whalum Brown with Triple Dare from their eponymous 2016 release. The MJR horns were derived from first initials, BWB, from last initials. Triple Dare was written collectively by Rick Braun on trumpet, flugelhorn, and valve trombone, Kirk Whalum on tenor sax and flute, and Norman Brown on electric guitar. Additionally, Hamilton Hardin played Rhodes piano, synth strings, synth theremin, I guess, and perhaps that whip crack sound, Nathaniel Kearney Jr. on electric bass, Third Richardson on drums, and percussion a second time tonight by Lenny Castro, who we heard last hour with David Sanborn. Before BWB, it was AA, Acoustic Alchemy, not American Airlines, with Marcus from Roseland in 2011. Acoustic Alchemy is led by the guitar duo, like the one on Sanborn's Let's Just Say Goodbye, of Greg Carmichael and Miles Gilderdale, the writers of Marcus. Greg played nylon string acoustic guitar on Marcus, while Miles played steel acoustic and electric guitar. Fred White played piano and Rhodes piano, John Goldsby was on acoustic bass, and Greg Granger, brother of Gary, on drums. James Taylor alumni have been peppered throughout the show, and now a cover of James himself by guitarist Chuck Loeb, Mean Old Man. Chuck Loeb on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with a cover of James Taylor's Mean Old Man from Between Two Worlds in 2009, 7 years after James wrote and performed it on October Road, which was released that August. Between Two Worlds lacks any keyboards, and Mean Old Man is the second trio song of the night. Chuck Loeb on electric guitar, Dieter Ilg from Germany on acoustic bass, and Wolfgang Hafner from Germany on drums. Two more trios await us in the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, but leading it off, a quintet led by David Benoit.
The classics live here on LIU Public Radio 88.1 FM
and WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
This is David Benoit's ode to live stream performances in the early months of the pandemic. At Home. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Adam Hawley with his composition Gotta Get Up from Risin' Up in 2021. Adam played electric guitars, Rhodes piano, organ, I told you there'd be a lot of organ, and keyboards. Carnell Harrell played additional keyboards, Mel Brown on electric bass, Eric Valentine on drums, percussion by Ramon Islas, and the horn section of Michael Stever, the arranger, on trumpet, Irm Navarro on trombone, and Ben Burgett on saxophone. Before that, David Benoit with his composition At Home, at sign home, from A Midnight Rendezvous, whose street date was February 18th of this year. David was on piano and Rhodes, Justin Colonel Clunk, don't call him that, just call him Justin Clunk, on soprano sax, Roberto Valli on acoustic bass, Dan Schnell on drums, and Luis Conte with percussion. Dan Schnell is from Merrick, by the way. We had Buzz Featon on David Sanborn's song. He's from Centerport. Following pairs of songs from the same year and pairs of brothers, the last two songs are by trios. The penultimate song is the Bob James Trio's cover of Rocket Man by Elton John.
Hi, This is Bob James, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
That was the Bob James Trio with Rocket Man from Feel Like Making Live, released on January 28th. The tracks therein were 4K videos recorded in 2018 at a Seattle area studio, but the Dolby Atmos audio was extracted for this album, at least if you play it in an MQA CD player. Rocket Man was written by Elton John and Bernie Taupin for Elton's 1972 record, Honky Chateau. Bob played piano on his cover, Michael Palazzolo played acoustic bass, and Billy Kilson was on drums. The last song of the night is also by a trio who happens to be from Seattle, the Del Von Lamar Organ Trio, DLO3. We started with organ, we end with organ. Their song, off February 11th's Cold as Weiss, is also a cover of a 1972 song, I Wanna Be Where You Are by Michael Jackson, composed by Arthur Ross and Leon Ware for Got to Be There. Del Von plays organ, Jimmy James, Jabril Williams, is on guitar, and Daniel Vanilla Weiss, that's why it's called Cold as Weiss, on drums. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. I Wanna Be Where You Are, covered by DLO3, takes us out. So long.